B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
High fly ball right center field, driven deep. Jones is back, turning around. Oh, he's done it again. J.D. Martinez to one of the deepest parts of Fenway.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Were you surprised, though, yesterday when J.D. Martinez decided to stay with the Red Sox?
Actually, doing some reading, no.
Reading? What?
Where was he going to find $62 million based on a lower market for players?
I laid this out last week. I think it was this day last week we were here, right?
Is there another team that's going to go north, 3 years north of 65 for him? Probably not. So Mounts will stay. Kind of likes playing here, I think.
He's a DH.
He said he likes to move around.
Limited market.
Yep.
So what does that tell you, though? Is he staying in Boston because he wants to be here?
No.
Or is he staying here because it's the best
the
money?
Smartest monetary decision for
That's
him.
That's all it is.
Yep.
So I hope everyone understands that. This just tells you that this is the best money he could get, which tells you something else. The Red Sox are now officially overpaying for J.D. Martinez because he couldn't even replicate this deal elsewhere.
What was the spin he was creating last several weeks where he talked about, we probably understand. We all understand they probably can't afford Mookie, right? He put that out there. Me personally, I don't mind moving around. I like moving around. Part of free agency and bouncing to other teams. So if you're trying to create this persona or this feeling that he's not going to be here, maybe his agent, who was a smart one, tested the waters, asked other teams, would you be interested in this guy? He could opt out. We get him opt out. Yeah, I might be in it two for 40, 45. Not when you have that much guaranteed left. You do the smart thing. What did Ruzne Castillo do? Did he opt back in to be a minor league piece of crap down in Pawtucket? Sure, because he's getting $13.5 million. Is there any market for him if he opts out? Hell no.
Do you remember how pissed
this is a smart money
decision. Do you remember how pissed off he was when the offers were not what he wanted them to be?
Yeah, for guys like him and Goldschmidt.
Before he signed with the
right.
Red Sox?
Right, the Goldschmidt comparisons and all that. I totally remember that.
Do you remember that?
Dude, we were talking like $250 million for this guy at the time. Would you do it? Since you don't have anybody, it's almost like gun to the head. You have to do it.
So the Red Sox signed him to his 5-year deal for $110 million back in February of 2018. And let me read your report from Ken Rosenthal before he signed, right? Let me read you this report. Ken Rosenthal, before he signed anywhere. The industry-wide assumption remains that free agent outfielder J.D. Martinez will land in Boston, but the Red Sox cannot be sure. Martinez, 30, has yet to accept Boston's reported 5-year, $125 million offer. Wrong. It was only 110. It wasn't 125. He is telling people in Miami he's willing to hold out until he gets his price, as first reported by FanRag Sports' John Heyman. He also is telling people that he is fed up with the Red Sox inflexibility and would rather sign with another club, sources say. Perhaps Martinez is simply posturing. It's difficult to imagine why he would be upset with a team that is reportedly willing to give him a 9-figure deal. It's also difficult to imagine him saying no if the Red Sox improve their offer, which the team, sensing an absence of competition, evidently doesn't feel compelled to do. The Red Sox, though, must at least consider the possibility that they will not sign Martinez. Dave Dombrowski told The Athletic on Tuesday he will continue to take a wait-and-see approach, citing the potential for other opportunities to arise out of the slow-developing free agent market. So they offered 110. They looked around and said, no one else is making you an offer. Why are we going to up our offer? J.D. Martinez complained. Remember what he originally thought he was worth? Remember the exorbitant numbers?
220, 240.
Oh, yeah.
I remember it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they go, we'll offer you 110, and we think that's a good price. Yeah, it turns out it is. Because after coming to Boston.
Half it.
And giving, and giving him the opt-outs that he asked for because he wanted the ability to get out of this deal. He has come to Boston. He has performed and performed well, including having a monster year in the year in which the Red Sox won the World Series. He performs, and after 2 years, he doesn't even opt out because there's no market for him. So he was dead wrong about what he was worth a couple of years ago. Completely wrong about it. He's probably not thrilled about the current state of affairs. Probably not thrilled. But he's back. Yay! And my guess is he's never leaving. He's going to have to stick it out and remain here the rest of the contract.
I don't know. He's got an opt-out next year. So
he does.
Next year is the sweet spot for me.
Next 2 years.
But the next year is the sweet spot. He could probably find 2 years, $40 million somewhere next year.
And that's the same money. So does he want to go somewhere else for the same money?
Then it'll determine whether he wants to be here or not want to be here. Because he probably can, if he has a good year, he'll probably, you know where, no one knows where the economics are going, but probably will have an offer around the same if he does well.
But again, you're talking about the same limited number of teams that want a $20 million plus DH.
Yeah.
Right?
Yankees.
Yankees come to mind, no doubt about it. So it would just be a matter of taking the same money to not do it in Boston and do it somewhere else. He will have not made any more money. He still will have been wrong about his value in the first place. His agent will have been wrong about his value in the first place.
So they have seven players with guaranteed contracts north of $140 million. They have 14 players that get raises because of arbitration, which puts their number north of 220 with him being back.
What if he gets hurt? What if he declines? What if he falls apart this year? I've asked that question a bunch of times because I said from the very beginning, he's going to turn 33 during the course of this season. If something happens to him and all of a sudden he's got this insurance policy, will you still think the same way about it as it being a good deal for the Red Sox? Probably. You probably will still look at it the same way. But there's still,
they won a World Series.
Yeah, but still a lot of time left on that deal. Still got two more years.
Yeah.
Still got a lot of money left on there. Is how you look at it. I mean, it's a great insurance policy for him.
I wonder if those comments he made late in the season about, I don't mind moving around, you know, maybe he knew he was opting in because he wasn't getting that deal. But you know what? I'm okay being traded. Maybe that's the message, sending the message. I'm okay being traded. Maybe.
Yeah, the comment was he kind of likes moving around.
Yeah.
Was what he said.
That's a kick in the nuts right there. If you're a fan of your local team. Because you want that attachment to your players.
I don't mind moving around. I kind of like it. Ugh. Yep, Martinez at the time said he didn't know what the next step would be. But said, I can't spill my beans just yet. We'll see what happens. That was, back in August? Yeah, I'll have to make an individual decision for myself when the time comes. It's one of those things where you see what's in front of you and make the decision, meaning what's on the market. I haven't sat down to think about it or go through it all with Scott.
Scott,
which means they were burning up the phone lines trying to find what was out, what was going to be out there if he opted out, is what his agent was doing. He didn't have anything out there. So now the question is, what happens next? Does this mean Betts is gone? Does this mean the Red Sox want to shed payroll, and now they have to pay J.D. Martinez?
Huh.
Is Martinez possibly going to get traded? Does this mean Betts has to get traded? Or does something else very drastic come into play? Like trading another core player.
Or pitcher.
Like Xander Bogaerts. Yes, there is a suggestion from a premier national baseball writer that Xander Bogaerts could be on the trade block. I cannot believe this is happening.
Well, if you had to make a decision, Betts or Bogaerts, who would you want?
We'll get to that story. I'll tell you the details of it and why that name has been floated. We'll get to that coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, many scenarios, multiple scenarios for the Red Sox now. JD is in. Could have left, but he had nowhere to go. Nobody wanted to spend the more than $62.5 million he can get by staying in Boston the next 3 years. He can opt out again after the season if he wants. You ready for this? Let me give you a scenario. Jeff Passan.
Just a song.
Jeff Passan. He writes, if the Red Sox are truly gung-ho about dipping beneath the threshold, they could do something truly wild. As two executives talk to Jeff Passan about, this is not just him throwing this out there. Two executives in baseball. Don't know where these executives are. Don't know which teams they work for. But two executives talk to Jeff Passan about this idea. Like a 2.0 version of the Adrian Gonzalez trade. If there were a team that wanted an elite shortstop, might the Red Sox be willing to deal Xander Bogaerts and send along Price and Eovaldi and the $147 million remaining on their deals? It's unlikely, but it would free up the Red Sox to re-sign Betts and build around him and Rafael Devers. If the Red Sox farm weren't so grim, the notion of having to deal Bogaerts to dump contracts would be laughable. But as the Red Sox face this financial mandate, it's the sort of thing that will at least be considered. Oh, my God. We have to now consider that. The Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah, keep Betts.
The Boston Red Sox now have to consider trading Xander Bogaerts. Why?
Well, if you're up against it, you still need a second baseman, a first baseman, you need pitching help, you need a backup catcher. You have so many needs, and you're still at the threshold.
Are they going broke?
They're not going broke, but there's a threshold.
Red Sox short on cash?
And you shouldn't have the last
year. The Red Sox have, like, jammed this idea of we're staying under down our throats so much that everyone's just, like, come to accept it. Like, oh, no, but we've got the threshold. Screw your threshold. I don't give a damn about your threshold.
That's close.
And the idea that Betts is now, like, you know, it's a fait accompli that he's gone. Oh, yeah, you just got to accept it. Yeah, generational type of talent. He's out. See you later. See you later, Mookie Betts. Yeah, they got to trade him. Restock the farm. And he doesn't want to play here. Right? Which has been pushed numerous times. Guy says he wants to test the market. And all of a sudden, the storyline is pushed that he doesn't want to play here. The guy, in his own words, has stated many times, he likes it just fine here. But he wants to test the market. And all of a sudden, he doesn't want to be here. Who's pushing that storyline? I want to know that. Who's pushing the he doesn't like it here, he doesn't want to be here? I think it's a fair question to ask.
I think fans think that.
Who's pushing the narrative?
I've seen fans. I don't
why?
Know.
I don't know. Why do they think that?
Is it going to make them feel better when he leaves? I don't know.
I don't know.
But it's been pushed, man.
I talk to my kids' friends. Like, they love Benintendi. Like, I'll do this. Just to, like, hey, who's your favorite player? Not that, like, hey, I'm a sports reporter or I'm going to use this on my show. But, hey, Jimmy, who's your favorite Red Sox player? Who's your favorite Patriot? Just see what kids like. Get a lot of Benintendis. I don't get a lot of bets. We've been saying this for months.
Okay.
I don't think people be floored here.
Betts is better than Benintendi.
Betts doesn't stay.
I think it's only one person that matters.
Would be offended if like Betts left for a massive contract? How could you be offended by that? See, I don't think there's an attachment with the player here. For whatever reason, I don't know. Ortiz, you had it.
Let me just read you what he said in August.
Pedro, you had it.
For all those that keep pushing this storyline that Betts hates Boston. And again, I just wonder who's been pushing that storyline behind the scenes, because I just get a sense that it might be coming from the team. Betts said on the record, his quote from August, the last time he talked about it, no matter what I say, people are going to have their opinions and there's nothing I can do about that. I've made it known that this is my second home. I've been here. This is all I've known. I've loved it here. I love the fans, everybody, my teammates, front office, everybody here. That doesn't change the business of baseball and what value is there. I don't want to go down that path, but for people who say I don't enjoy it here, I love it here. I come here in the wintertime just to hang out with my friends. My family loves coming up here and going to do things. It's not that I don't like Boston at all. So, if you want to call Mookie Betts a liar, go ahead and call him a liar. But that's what he's saying on the record. I just wonder where that's coming from. It's like, okay.
There's nice stuff he does that doesn't get talked about.
And he hates it.
Eventually end up hitting the news.
So, that's right. So, Mookie Betts hates Boston and wants too much money, and he's going to leave anyway, so you just got to trade him for the farm. Who's pushing that? Like, where's that coming from? Like, they've pushed that storyline so much, right? Like, that crap at the press conference a couple weeks ago from the owners? Well, it's not up to us. Like, or the way they talked about him in the past tense? Or, you know, he hit free... Like, what? No, he's not a free agent, guys!
We've tried multiple times.
He's under your control for another year!
We've tried multiple times to establish an opening talk and offer multiple deals.
I'll tell you what, John and Tom, in a year from now when he's a free agent, come up with the most money and you can keep him. It's not that hard of a concept. Free agents... When you give them the most money, you get the player. It happens a lot like that. You know that because you've done that with Chris Sale, and you've done that with David Price, and you've done that with J.D. Martinez, and you've done that with a boatload of crap guys, too, like Pablo Sandoval, and all the guys that you've screwed up over the years. You know how to get free agents. You're not unfamiliar with how free agency works. How about you do it with a guy who's actually good, who doesn't suck, like some of the guys you've screwed up on over the years? The Carl Crawford. You paid Carl Crawford more than anybody else. That's why you landed him. Why don't you do it with someone who's good, who you actually brought up through your system? It's not that hard of a concept. But instead, they'd rather just, he's not going to be here. He's not going to be here. Let's just trade him away. Restock the farm. And I just cannot fathom the idea of now a conversation will be had about, let's try and dump bad contracts by trading someone like Xander Bogaerts. That is terrible. That is awful. To build around Betts. First of all, you don't have to do it. But I'm not doing that. I'm not trading Xander Bogaerts. I'm not doing it. Won't do it. No, thank you.
Can I give you one theory on that, though?
What?
I'm with you. I believe that. But what if Bloom has come in and said, you know what? Not a Bogaerts guy. This is the guy we need to deal.
Why would you not be a guy from? You know what? And I'm not a Bloom guy.
Okay.
Then F this guy. No, but you hired the wrong dude.
No, but you're saying
how are you not a Bogaerts guy?
Wait a minute. You're saying, why is this on the table? That's a plausible reason as to why it could be on the table.
He's coming from an organization where they've been able to function with a certain amount of money, right? And be productive. If he's looking at the shortstop position and he says, I could get you to about 91 to 92% from a production state of mind, what this guy gives you at 1/4 the price. I could bring you a hell of a more than serviceable shortstop. That's one area we need. But this is all with signing Betts.
Bogaerts just signed.
It's a caveat.
Bogaerts just signed
Betts.
A team-friendly deal.
I know a lot
that
of people
locked
think that's
him up
a team-friendly deal, right?
It is a team-friendly deal. I don't think that. I know that. Everyone knows that.
Which is why he's tradable.
Yes.
Yeah, but why would you not want to take advantage of what he just signed up for? And not only that, that is going to look so bad
for any
future player on your team.
Who the hell wants
to
price
Xander Bogaerts? Bogaerts committed to your team and wanted to be a member of the Red Sox and actually took a team-friendly deal to stay, and then you traded him away the following offseason? You guys suck.
You pick up
What kind of culture are you building there with your young players?
Doesn't matter. You got a new front office.
Your organization is trash.
No, you got a new front office, new direction.
That's what you're setting up with the Red Sox.
And the guy,
you know, who you're going to piss off too? Mookie Betts is going to look at that and say, I want to play for you a-holes? No way. Now I'm definitely going to free agency, and I'm out of here.
Bogaerts negotiated with Ferreira, right? That was the known thing. The deal wasn't done until Raquel Ferreira came in. She got the deal done with Bogaerts. So she's still here.
Right.
So she's part of this mix. But I'm just saying, you could see some creative stuff that we're not thinking of because it's a new guy coming in.
Right.
I just want to leave that possibility open.
If new guy Bloom comes in and he picks
him away after that deal that
he
did
for them,
she should
quit. And he calls teams on Price and Eovaldi? You think I'm taking that call? Or if this guy comes in and picks up the phone and says, I want to talk to you about Bogaerts. How many teams do you think are picking up the phone?
All of them. Which is a pretty good sign you shouldn't trade him. Which is a great sign that you shouldn't consider trading him.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Do you see what Manny Machado just signed for? I got this guy for $20 million a year.
He's maybe good or better.
and your team will be worse because of it.
But he's doing that to keep bets. That's the caveat. You're doing that to keep movie
bets. Well, we hope. We would hope.
Oh, right. No, but that's talking about how's this guy going to get creative to shrink money.
But that's, again, just because of the team mandates, internal mandates on what they want to spend.
What if he doesn't like either Betts or Bogarts?
Then I don't like him. And I don't like anything about this new guy.
This is going to be a fascinating offseason because of the new guy coming in. Like, it seemed like we've been in the same mode of offseason for forever. You knew what Theo Charrington was kind of going to do. You knew what Dombrowski was going to do. His playbook was out there for everyone to
see.
Like, this guy, we have no idea. No idea.
Mike is in the car. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. So keep up the good work. You're very entertaining among the road a lot. So, Beal, I think I know where you're going with this. Obviously, as far as budget and spending money, I want the Red Sox to spend as much as possible. However, just look at the Washington Nationals, right? I mean, they didn't re-sign Bryce Harper, and they still went on to win the World Series. I think today's model is spread the money around, use the Belichick model with baseball, have a plus player at every position. So, you know, as far as Mookie Betts goes, part of me hopes that he goes. So you take that money and you make the whole roster stronger. That's the idea. Good pitching, strong bullpen for the playoffs. Get guys that have a track record that have performed in the playoffs. And we all love Mookie Betts, but you're acting like this is a no-brainer. I just think you need to look a little deeper into it.
Would you be crushed? So you love Betts.
I don't understand.
Be crushed if you left?
Why do you hope that he goes? I don't understand that.
Well, make a team better in the long run.
Because you can take that money. Here's the thing. The reason why I hope that he goes, I'll try to be as succinct as possible, is they're going to have to overspend to get him. And I just don't think that his value is such where, yes, obviously he's a plus player. He's going to help the team. But if you could take that money, that $300 million or whatever it is, and add to the rest of the roster, make the team better overall, he's one guy. That is proven repeatedly not to work in Major League Baseball. Wouldn't you agree?
I think the thing that's proven not to work on this team right now is Price, Sale, Eovaldi. Three aging, overpriced pitchers that you're getting literally that last season next to nothing from. That's, to me, the major issue on this team, not the positional players that you might have to pay.
That's the tough part. They're not going anywhere because nobody wants them. They've already hit their peak, that high money. Why are we going to take on your high money, your crap? Where the value is going down. The value of the player is going down. Price of money is going up.
617-779-0985.
I just think it's interesting from a creative standpoint. Say, okay, here's what we have available. Let's talk, you know? He's got to be creative.
More your calls on this. Well, it brings up another thing. Like, if you had to choose between Betts and Bogarts, which one would you want?
Oh, Betts.
I disagree.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd actually keep Bogarts in this situation.
You should be surprised if Betts leaves then.
We'll talk more about this and your calls coming up next.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Betts or Bogarts? Give me Xander, baby. Give me Xander Bogarts. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm firmly in that camp. Because, though, you know why? If you have to choose one.
Because you like Steady Eddie.
Bogarts is Steady Eddie.
Yeah.
Number one. Is, to me, something that is, to that last good, caller's point,
good
I'm not
player, good value.
I'm not totally oblivious to value. He represents ridiculous value.
Right.
Like, that's never going to turn into me, at least in my opinion.
Probably, actually.
It's never going to turn into a bad contract.
Based on the way other guys play in this league and what they're worth, he probably plays higher than his price tag.
Always.
Yeah.
Yes. Why would you not choose
Bogarts? No, I understand why you say it that way, and it's going to allow you to do other things on your team. But it doesn't give you a bona fide superstar. Like, I think that sport needs a superstar.
What do you mean by, like, bona fide superstar?
I don't want to go through this again. You know, like,
Yes, has Xander Bogaerts won
somebody
an MVP?
With a magnetic personality. Somebody could slap on a billboard, and somebody could say, hey, Dad, you know what I want for Christmas? I want that guy's jersey.
You think Mookie Betts is that guy any more so than Xander Bogaerts
here?
I think
he's more so than Bogaerts, yes.
I think they're like the same in that, at least locally. You're talking about a sport that has issues with, you know, young fans anyway.
Exactly.
So what? I think Bogaerts is just as popular as Betts here in Boston. Just as popular. That's my thought.
So, I do it from my perspective, too. I'm not the biggest baseball guy, as you know. But I'm more inclined to keep my ass on the couch when Betts is at the plate. Like, I remember I never would miss an Ortiz or Ramirez home at bat. I wouldn't even miss a Johnny Damon at bat because it would be fun to watch this guy take a guy 12 pitches. You may not get the hit. He's going to be fouling him off with one hand. There's some little things like that. Like, I want to see Betts swing. I know that guy's got a chance to jack one. I know Bogaerts does too. But there's something different.
He had 33 home runs last year.
There's a different energy. There's a different presence about Betts. That's all I'm saying. I know Bogaerts is a great player. I'm just saying if I would work there at that building and my job was to help this team from a marketing standpoint, what would your advice be, sir? And what do you look at when you see our team? Is it about signage? Is it about this? Is it about, you know, digital? No, it's actually about the player. It's about the players. Like when Pedro was here, you'd sell it. Schilling, you'd sell it. You'd sell Johnny Damon. You could sell Betts. That's what I would say. Yeah, I could sell you Mookie Betts. We could get this guy to explode.
Josh,
locally. Yeah, that's all.
Josh is in Haverhill. What's up, Josh?
Hey, fellas. I'm with you, Beetle. I want no part of giving up Xander Bogaerts. I think that reliability at shortstop is second to none. I mean, I think you got to have that guy. I'm with trading Mookie Betts. I think other teams are going to salivate for that type of 3-4 middle of the order bat, where they both have good. You know, they both have a good trade package available, but I still think that's what we were fed all last season, that Mookie Betts might be the guy to go. So I just feel like I fell in love with Xander Bogaerts last season compared to Mookie.
Yeah, I mean, I love both of them. They're both great.
Yeah, but I think more people are prepared for Betts to go.
Which shouldn't factor in. Like, that doesn't matter. This is about if you can have one, which player do you want?
Right.
And you can factor in everything about it, cost included, which I do.
Kind of have to. It's part of it.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that at all. I mean, factor that in, the cost, which you now know what it is for Xander Bogaerts. Josh in Manchester. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Not much. So, I mean, as you guys are talking about, I mean, you would take either or, Betts or Bogaerts. I mean, both phenomenal players, loved in Boston both way around. But if you look at Bogaerts, like you guys said, his contract is phenomenal for the team in general. And, you know, he is steady Eddie, and you look at every year he's played with us, his defense has gotten better, his glove is great, he's constantly in the top of every category, if not the top, for every shortstop in the league, not only American League, but all around. You know, you talk about Francisco Lindor, Didi Gregorius, who, you know, constantly put up numbers, but Bogaerts' track record has constantly been rising in every category that he has since he's come up with the Sox. And at the price range, you cannot sit there and say that anything bad about him when he constantly puts up the numbers he does and is continuously. Power numbers are starting to be on the rise. I mean, batting over 300, probably going to give you 25-plus home runs now moving forward on top of 100-plus RBIs with, I mean, he's gone a handful, you know, what, two, maybe one all-star appearance. But that's because, as you said, marketing availability, 100% Mookie Betts, is that person that is better marketable at the moment because his numbers and the MVP. But, you know, Bogaerts is that guy that should constantly have had more all-star appearances because his numbers speak for itself, and he is going to continue to put up those numbers.
Yeah, I think he's getting better. I'm with Josh on this. Xander Bogaerts is coming off his best season at 26. And I think he's gotten better as his career has gone on. He has not hit his peak yet. I think he's gradually getting better all the way around as a player. Steady.
Good for him.
Steady.
Congratulations.
Coming up next, we are giving away a pair of tickets for you to see Journey.
Yes.
You don't want to miss it.
And Mike Reese, you're not eligible.
For the giveaway. That's next.
Miss something?
You got to wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see Journey with the Pretenders coming to the Xfinity Center in July. Tickets are on sale Friday through Ticketmaster.com. Caller 10 right now.
What do Pretenders sing? On the Chain Gang?
Yes. Yep. That is Pretenders. Anything else?
I'm thinking of Rhythmics.
Did they do that Back to Ohio song?
Yep. I'm thinking of Rhythmics.
That good one.
Annie Lennox is here.
That is right? Annoying. That song is annoying.
What's Back to Ohio?
You know it.
You would know it
if you heard it.
You would know it, but that is one
I
of them.
No clue what you're talking about.
You know why you would know it, Zoe? Rush Limbaugh has used it as his intro music for
years
now.
Is that right?
Doom, doom.
Hardy, you're getting a little chirpy here on Twitter again with your British information on teeth.
No, just people ask about it. I give them the information.
Yeah, you try to point it out. Try to make us look bad, Beetle.
I'm not making you look bad. It's just, you know, you make a statement. I'm like, actually, it's not true. I thought I had heard that before.
Their second biggest, the Pretenders' second biggest U.S. hit.
Ooh. Oh, hold on a second. Let me guess. Is it that ballad? The ballad that came out in the 90s?
No.
Well, it's back on the Chain Gang. Has got to be number one, right?
Yeah. It's from 86, and it did really well, actually, internationally. In fact, now that I'm looking on the...
Hasselhoff is big in Europe.
I'm looking at the different charts, where it charted in different countries.
Mm.
Jim would have had her.
I'll Stand By You. That's the one I was thinking
I'll
of.
I'll Stand By You.
Yeah,
that thing was awesome.
Oh, Don't Get Me Wrong.
Don't Get Me Wrong is the second biggest hit they had.
I believe that.
Yeah.
How does that one go? That's
Don't Get Me Wrong.
That one?
Yeah.
I think I remember that one. T-Bone, you should cue that one up.
Tom, you doing anything?
Yeah, T-Bone, you
just hanging out there? Can you pick up your nose? Jesus.
What happened?
Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
No, I'm not doing anything over here, so I'm just...
Well, yeah, I mean, what are you
hanging
doing
out
right
the Italian
now?
Kid.
You're hanging out with the...
Let's Carmucci hang out by himself.
You got the intern there.
What are you guys making pizzas?
All right,
turn off.
All right, enough of that. Middle of the Road? I don't remember that
one. Oh, that's a... I'm surprised, Beetle. You know all.
I remember that
you know
one.
All these
you
bands.
Know it. You know it.
I know that one.
I don't know it.
I don't know by the title.
I don't know that.
I definitely don't know
trying
by the title.
Trying to find me.
It hit number two what? On the U.S.
Come
main
on, baby.
Chart.
Bum, bum,
on the mainstream
bum.
Rock chart. It hit
get
number two.
In now.
Bum, oh my God, bum. Nate's there too. Look at these.
Look,
herbs.
Look at the crew that he's got back
That's
there.
That's a good-looking crew of herbs.
Middle of the Road.
You know Middle of the Road, Beetle.
I don't know Middle of the Road.
You absolutely know it. Oh, Maz just came in here holding a phone conversation at full volume.
So you would know Middle of the Road because in the middle of it, it's got like a random, they make random noises. You would completely sing along with
like
it.
Like what? Like that?
I don't know, but maybe we have to go to the show just for Pretenders.
Might have to.
Oh, this is Middle of the Road? Yeah, I absolutely know this song. I would not know it by the title of the song. And now I know
this song. They should name this.
Man, they had a lot of big songs.
Yeah, that's good.
Man, Pretenders got a lot
good
of hits.
Concert. So Pretenders and Journey.
Wow. These are awesome tickets.
Brass in Pocket, that's a good song.
Man. It's a good show.
I know their songs. I don't know any of the songs' names. It's weird.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just don't know the names.
Like Bob Seger.
We have these tickets all week long. Today's only Tuesday. We're giving them away every day at the same time, 11:50 every day. Thank you for trying. We've given away the tickets for today's giveaway, but we'll do it again tomorrow. All right?
Or you just keep calling and mess with Nate.
No, don't do that. Dave is in Maine on Bogarts and the Red Sox. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure. Hey. I don't know if this was brought up. I just tuned you on, but I think it's important to keep Bogarts because of the tight bond that he has with Devers. I don't know how many times I've seen, you know, they'll do a shot close in while the Red Sox are batting, and those two are like two peas in a pod. So I think it's another good reason to keep him around just for his relationship with Devers.
Right.
But yeah, I love Betts, too. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
I like what you did there, Dave.
I see that, Dave.
I see you, Dave.
You know, Dave, you don't ever want to get in a negotiation between these two and get stuck in the middle. You know?
And I like that you said that you also love Betts. Because why wouldn't you? Let's not pretend to not love both of them. There's so many reasons why Bogarts makes sense. The $120 million over 6 years is a big one. But as a player, he's great. The thing about also being on the left side of the infield with Devers, like, that should just be it. Devers, Bogarts. That's it. Yeah. That left side is done. You have to touch that.
Touch it.
Leave it alone. You leave that right where it is. Oh, Paul in Rhode Island's on the line.
Oh, God. What's he going to talk about?
He wants to talk about the Patriots.
Okay. What do you think Paul's going to talk about? Like,
How bad? Have his music, T-Bone?
How bad can Paul's call be today? Like, a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. I'm going to say it's 6.5. Not going to be like an 8 or 9. I think he's going to start to bring it a little bit, like somewhere in the middle. He'll say something good, but then he'll say something really stupid.
8.5? I mean, no, 6.5. When has he ever been an 8.5?
8.5, bad. Paul's been crazy. Paul's had some bad calls.
I don't know.
This is Paul at the agenda, right?
This is Paul that's, I mean,
crazy.
He was the one that you quizzed him on the restaurants in Providence.
Right. Mr. Providence here. Yeah. Hey, what's the name of your, put him on.
Okay. Paul, take it away, bud. Hey, all you.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
What's up, Paula?
What's up, Izo? Hiya, Hari.
Hey, what's the name of that
Let
arena
him go.
Downtown?
Let him go.
Ah, forget about that. Listen, the reason I call is this shuffle pass and all this quarterback running is going to get popped sooner or later. To me, I think that what's going to happen is there's going to be an RJ3, you know? But the third thing I want to talk about is about why did they move the field goal kicking 25 yards and how long ago?
4 years ago,
Paul. As a quarterback, so...
Hey, Paul, when did they run a shovel pass the other night?
No, you're moving 300-pound men. You're going to have so many linemen injured. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. This is happening lately. It's absolutely ridiculous what's happening. And what's happening is these guys are exhausted. They are exhausted when they come back to the line. It's unbelievable that nobody in the NFL can figure out that the shovel pass is college bullshit. I don't want to say bullshit. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Paul.
Listen, being a quarterback, you think that these quarterbacks that run are going to get popped?
Yeah.
Felger's right.
Okay. Felger's right. That's how you wrap it up today, Paul. Get out of here with that.
RJ3. It's a cross between RG3 and RJ Bell.
Yeah, Ryan Johnson and a guy RJ Bell. Do you know RJ Bell just goes after Hardy all the time?
What do you mean?
You notice that? He took a shot at Hardy last week.
Yeah, he was
right. Hardy's ready for this week.
He was right, dude. No, I'm not.
You better study your picks. You better get him this week. Because he's going to be coming at you.
He was right. It was a dumb bet. I was wrong. I don't know how you go after him after that, but the Lions, they lost by a touchdown.
Jim,
done.
What is the name of that arena in Providence?
Dunk.
Dunk. That's right.
Dunkin' Donuts Center, dude. Else, like
Performing Arts Center.
The Dunk.
What the hell am I thinking?
Nice little spot.
I went there once. Hannah Montana concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim's probably gearing up to go to some PC games.
Yeah, Jim.
Going to some games this year or what, Jim?
Yeah, I got my five-game
package. Got my five-game pack. He's ready to go.
Did your kid win MVP?
What's your first game?
Ed Cooley basketball camp? You get courtside ticks one game?
He didn't win MVP, no. They won his team won the championship in his age group, though.
When's the first game?
They usually schedule them. My buddies buy them, but they usually do it, try to get it towards the end of the football season, so it's not no conflicts.
Yeah.
Very good. Very nice.
You're going to be good this year.
Going to be good, Beadle. Really good.
Tournament
two
team.
Good guards.
Wish I could say the same about my school.
Others receiving votes in the top 25.
Yep. Wish I could say the same.
Well, they're not going to be good at basketball. Oh, they have a UMass transfer, Pipkins.
Supposed
to be their starting point guard.
Yeah, he's
really, really good.
Why would he go PC?
Graduate transfer. Can play right away.
Wow.
He's good. He'll be good. UMass, not so much.
Huh.
All right. All right, we're going to get to headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're going to talk about the Patriots. Are you worried? A little bit worried? You worried at all coming off of Sunday's loss?
Scary.
Pat's heading into the bye week. Let's talk about that a little bit. And are you at all concerned coming off the loss? And are there similarities to the 2015 season? We'll jump back into that. Get to your calls. Go nowhere.